Hi, listeners, and welcome to our latest podcast. I am here with the lovely Claire Ramsey. How are you doing,
Hello,
Claire?
Hello, I'm good, thanks. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm absolutely great, thanks.
Enjoying the weather?
Oh, so much. I've been in Kelvin Grove Park like every day. It's been
nice
great.
Nice one. Now, Claire, for those who are listening, who have maybe never heard about you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and grew up in Paisley, and I am an actress. I went to Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama, which was a great school, and I've been in shows such as Another Opening and Rent, and since having graduated from Royal Welsh, I moved back up here into Scotland, and I've been working on loads of different projects. I've just recently filmed a new writing series with BBC, which was great, and I'm now super excited to be coming down to Irvine to be doing a night of Broadway with you guys.
So you're a busy lady at the moment then, Claire, by the sounds of things.
Always busy.
So tell me something. What made you get into musical theatre?
Well, I went to a youth theatre and performed loads when I was wee, and it's always been the one thing that's captivated me most. I just think the way that you can fuse music and the way that you can tell the story through that is something that's so special and is so unique. And I absolutely knew that that's what I wanted to train in.
Yeah, it's once it kind of hits you, you're stuck, aren't you? You're kind of
absolutely.
I need to do this.
I need to.
So tell me something, Claire. Do you have a favourite show?
Oh, the question is so hard. My top five fluctuates on a day-to-day basis. No joke.
Okay, so what is your top five at the moment?
Oh, gosh, right, where to start? Well, I do know that Les Mis will always have a place in my top five, no doubt. It will always be there. But I am really, really interested right now in a brand new musical called Hamilton that is on Broadway.
Nice one. I love
it. It's like, oh yeah, I'm obsessed. I can't stop listening to it. It's like tearing up Broadway right now. It's going to win like all the Tonys. It's so, so good. I'm also in love with Next to Normal. I have never seen the show because unfortunately it's only ever been on Broadway, but it's just, the music is just so great. So I'd probably say it's so good. It's so good. So I'd probably say that today those are my top three, but that is likely to change by tomorrow.
You did tell me before we started the interview that you do quite like Kinky Boots at the moment.
Oh, yes. And that is all down to you, Barry.
I know. In the last show, I sung Kinky Boots. And when I phoned Claire before we did the interview, listeners, Claire's like, I've had that song stuck in my head for weeks.
In a good way. In a really good way.
It was good, though. It was good. That's what the show's all about, introducing new songs, some old songs,
some
classics.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, since your favourite shows fluctuate on a daily basis, if you could play one role, and then you were retired, Claire, what would that role be and why?
Oh, another really hard question. No pressure. Well, I've actually been asked this question before, and I very embarrassingly said Jean Valjean. Because, to be honest, that is the dream.
Okay.
But, I mean, if we're going realistic about it, I'd probably say that getting the opportunity to play Tracy Turnblad would be really high up on my list of dream parts
to
play.
Funny enough, you're saying that, Claire. something you want to tell us?
Well, there might be a little feature of Tracy Turnblad on the 11th of June, if anyone is interested. Can't wait to get my Tracy on. I'm so excited.
So tell us something. What is it that you're looking forward to performing on the 11th of June down at the Harbour Arts Centre and A Night of Broadway?
Well, I was really lucky to be able to catch the last show in April, which was great because it gave me a chance to get a real feel of what an evening with Broadway was all about. And I just was so impressed, obviously, with the performances themselves. It's such a high standard and it's so good to get to see, you know, other Scottish performers. But I just loved the intimate atmosphere in the Harbour Arts Centre. It's just such a great space and I love the energy that was, you know, all around me, because I was obviously in the audience, so I was really getting to feel what it was like as an audience member. And yeah, it's just, I love how informal it is, how relaxed. It's just, a great, enjoyable evening to hear some classic songs and be introduced to some new ones. So yeah, I'm really excited to be involved this time.
So if there's anybody that's listening that's never been to a cabaret before, Claire, and they're kind of going, oh, I'm thinking about going, this Claire girl sounds quite cool, I've never been to one before, like, what would you say to them?
I'd say go, obviously. No,
Mm-hmm.
but in all seriousness, like what I was just saying from my personal experience, and actually getting to see a night of Broadway last time round, it's such an enjoyable evening not to be missed. There's, I mean, for people who are really interested in musical theatre, and also for people who maybe don't necessarily know an awful lot about it, there's something for everybody, within, what is performed that night. So it's definitely a great place to go. The Harbour Arts Centre is a lovely place to visit. And yeah, it's just get yourself down there. It's so
That's good.
enjoyable.
And one of the great things about it is that you can go for a meal deal at Duncan's Bar
Oh
and Bistro.
yes, I got a meal when I was down last time. The food was amazing.
And yeah, and the best thing about it is, listeners, is you can get two courses for £9.95, which is a
Come on,
bargain.
bargain.
But the thing is, it does sell out, so you need to book
Yeah,
that in
very
advance.
quickly.
So tell us something else, Claire. Tell us,
Yes.
can you let us into a little secret of what you'll be performing on the
Oh.
night? Or are you keeping it all close to your chest for the night?
Well, we've already let Hairspray out the bag. That secret is gone. So maybe I shouldn't give out any more secrets. Well, to not give away too much, I am singing a really great variety of things from, kind of classic pre-60 musical theatre and also some new contemporary stuff. So like I said,
Nice.
there really is something for everybody. I'm singing a song from The Addams Family, which I know is a very famous and very popular movie, but there might not be a lot of people in the audience who know that it's a Broadway show. So I'm really excited to be singing that, and of course the Hairspray tunes are coming out, which is so exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to singing with you. And we've also got a duet.
Yes, we do. I can't
I'm
wait.
not going to say anything, though, Claire, because it's too good. I'm going to
Oh,
keep my
yeah, we
mouth shut.
cannot give that away.
Now, listeners, if you want to come along to a night of Broadway, by the time that this podcast goes live, approximately half of our tickets are sold. When Claire was at the show the last time, it had sold out. So it's
Yeah,
been very, very
completely.
popular this year. So what we would say is get in there before you're disappointed.
For sure.
So if you want to come along on the 11th of June, you can telephone the Harbour Arts Centre on 01294 274059. That's 01294 274059. Or alternatively, you can click the link below this podcast and you will get to see myself and Claire
Yay.
live at A Night of Broadway on the 11th of June. Listen, Claire, thank you so much for doing this
No
podcast for
problemo.
myself and the listeners. And listeners, thank you very much for listening to myself and Claire. And we will see you on the night. Thanks very
Yes, we
much.
will. See you later.